God, where did he come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, what logical answer can Christians give to that difficult question of how do we know there's a God if he really exists and where he came from?
You know, when I ask that question in a typical church, the usual answer is that we should just accept by faith that God has always existed. Now, even though that's true, God's word commands us to give reasons for what we believe. Otherwise, non-Christians may think Christianity is blind faith, but it's not. When I'm asked this question, I first of all use examples like the president's sculpted heads on Mount Rushmore. I explain that they didn't get there by millions of years of wind and water erosion. It's obvious someone using intelligence carved them. And consider our brain. It's far more complicated than the most advanced computer. Just as someone designed and constructed the computer, obviously a greater intelligence designed and constructed our brain. But also, nowhere in the world do we ever see information systems like machines coming from disorder by chance. It always takes intelligence, which means information. This means you have to have information to start with, the information in our genes. Thus, the only logical way to think is that you must begin with infinite information and infinite intelligence. The answer's in Genesis, in the beginning God.
The book of Genesis also answers the question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world if there's a God? To read Ken Ham's answer, go to our website, answersradio.com.